In Lake County, the Valley Fire has scorched Middletown and Cobb near Santa Rosa. 585 homes have been destroyed, and 9,000 structures are still threatened. Capital Public Radio's Leslie McClurg visited the rural communities in Lake County, where many people are lost in a haze of shock and disbelief.
Michael Thomas is on his way to his father-in-law's ranch to help round up rattled cattle and horses. He says the old man refused to leave his animals behind when the area was evacuated. Thomas stopped just outside of town near the airport. The airstrip is a desolate, blackened field. He squints. He pulls his shirt up over his face.
It smells like poison. It smells like a barbecue gone wrong. Probably like a burning house times 1,000.
The smoky haze lays thickly over rolling hills. Power lines lie strewn across the roads. Timbers are smoldering.
Looks like an atomic bomb went off in the area.
A chimney is all that's left of Thomas's favorite Mexican restaurant. Only a few businesses are open, including a Chevron station. The owner is Pilani Velu. He feels lucky that the flames came close to his business, but damaged nothing.
The fire line is almost in a straight line to our property line and took a left. Everything behind, 100 homes behind us, got destroyed.
The fire moved swiftly, torching entire subdivisions, leaving other neighborhoods untouched as it swept through. The golf course is still green, but the houses along the fairway are rubble. Lonnie Thompson was relatively lucky. His yellow farmhouse is intact, but 50 feet away, a lone horse stands in smoldering ashes inside the skeleton of a barn.
The fire, when it come up by the shop, it come in a hurry, but I had everything cleared out pretty well. It hit that loose hay where the goats had been feeding, and then it just caught all that other hay on fire, and it burnt to the ground.
Thompson estimates his losses at about $50,000, but his main concern now is thirsty cattle. He points to empty troughs.
About bone dry.
His herds have gone 3 days without drinking anything because both water and power for pumps are down. A crew of firefighters pulls up to fill buckets the size of kiddie pools.
That's good.
The cows lap up the liquid quickly. Thompson says he's taking it one step at a time.
It is what it is. So I'm just going to have to deal with it. Maybe I'll go to farm and go to work on a trash truck.
Linda Garnhart isn't laughing. She thought she was one of the lucky ones, but then the wind changed directions.
One moment we're watching the flames and sitting there in the swing set, and 20 minutes later we're in the car with black smoke piling over us, hoping we get out.
She and her four kids escaped. She returned for the first time in 3 days.
I just went and looked at it. I had four houses right in the middle of the block. They're all dust.
How do you feel?
Honestly, kind of exhilarated.
Garnhart is wide-eyed and her body shakes slightly.
So we're leaving, and literally all the boxes with all my son's baby pictures were sitting right there. But I didn't grab them because I thought we'd be back in the morning.
But she hasn't lost hope.
You know, it's really sad, but we get a chance, you know? Like that's what we were just talking about in the store of, well, will we make the town better than it was?
She says the future will depend on how many of her neighbors decide to stay and rebuild together. Leslie McClurg, Capital Public Radio News.